Put dolls in your washing machine, finest dolls you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Bill Bauer, put down that drink and listen to me.
I've listened to you too much.
Don't you realize what's happening?
I realize a lot more than you think I do. I've been played for a sucker. And just remember this, Bert. You've made your little contribution,
too. Don't you dare talk to me that way. It isn't my fault that made us divorcing, Ted.
Oh, the nerve of that guy. Telling me he's been paying me more than I'm worth. Using me, yeah.
Oh, that's not true,
well, what
Bill.
Do you think he came over here tonight for? Just to tell me that Maid had left him and started divorce proceedings? Oh, no. He had the same idea you did, Bert, that I should get on my horse and gallop over to see Maid and talk her into going back to him. Sure, that's been part of my job at the agency. That's why I was getting more money than I was worth. And you, Bert, where did you get that bright idea of thinking I should talk to Maida?
Because you're the only one who's ever been able to reason with her.
Well, if I had any inclination to talk to Maida, Ted spiked it. You remember what he said, Bird? If I did talk to her, there'd be so much to be gained. That's what he said. So much to be gained. In other words, maybe he wouldn't fire me.
Bill, you can't think
that... the only reason I've been on the agency payroll is because of Maida? Or should I say, because of Chucky? He doesn't care about Maida, never did. It's Chucky he's wanted, it's Chucky he wants. Bert, I haven't begun to tell you half the stuff he's made me believe about my own sister. Why, it was only a matter of a few weeks ago that he was so concerned about her. She changed. She wasn't a well woman. She was a neurotic. He didn't even think she should take care of her own son. And I fell for all of that stuff. Even made me believe that Maida had changed.
He could be right, you know.
Never mind. Maida knows what she's doing. Only she should have done it a long time ago. She should never have married the guy in the first place. In a way, I think we're all responsible, the whole family. We wanted her labeled respectable. We wanted Chucky to bear his real father's name. Respectable. Oh, but a lot of crimes are committed because of respectability.
You don't know what you're saying. You're not yourself, Bill.
I'm myself, all right. Maybe for the first time since I left my job and took a position with an advertising agency.
Bill, you've got to do something.
I know. I'm going to have to get out of the agency.
Do you...
If I don't, Ted will find a way to get me out. What's that he said? He shouldn't expect gratitude from any member of Maida's family?
You've got to talk to Maida.
Look, Bert. I don't want you to ask me to do that again because I'm not going to do it. Even if I thought it would do any good, I'd be the last one to tell her to go back to that...
Okay. If you won't talk to her, I will.
You're frightened, Bert, aren't you? And you have every reason to be. There is no further discussion regarding Maida and Ted. This morning at breakfast, neither you nor Bill referred to the happenings of last night. But you're going to make good your threat. You're going to talk to Maida. We'll learn more about this in a moment. Look what Does is doing now, offering the sharpest bargain of the year. Steak knives.
Not ordinary steak knives, but quick-cut stainless steel knives with beautiful simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
Four of these knives are actually worth $2, but Does offers four for only 50 cents and one giant economy-sized Does box top. Yes, 4 steak knives for 50 cents and a giant-sized box top.
Or for only 3 knives, then 50 cents and 1 regular-sized Dove box top.
Either way, you'll want Dove for white washes without red hands. Yes, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, change to Dove for white washes without red hands. Dove does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So get Dove and send for your steak knives.
Made of quick-cut stainless steel, hollow ground to stay razor-sharp, these attractive knives cut steaks, chops, cold meats easily.
They're the same size as regular table knives, with lovely simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
For 4 knives, send 1 giant-sized box top and 50 cents.
For 3 knives, send 1 regular-sized Dove box top and 50 cents.
In coin, please, with name and address to Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
That's Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
Offer good for limited time only in continental United States and Hawaii. Send today.
I don't want you to resent what I'm going to say, Mater.
I'll try not to.
However, I think I should warn you, Bert, that I'm not going to permit anyone to interfere in what I'm doing.
It isn't a question of interfering. I don't think you realize what'll happen if you go through with your divorce.
I know I'll have my son. And that's all that matters.
In the first place, you don't know whether you'll be able to get a divorce, do you?
I'm reasonably sure.
And what about Chucky? Do you think that Ted will give him up without a fight?
I'm prepared for that.
Seems to me you've always been prepared for everything, but when it came right down to it, you've never been prepared for anything.
Bertha, I've kept out of your business, and I want you to keep out of mine.
But you don't understand, Mater. Your business happens to be mine, and your brother's.
Bert, I want you to listen to me. What I'm doing for Chucky. He's going to have a chance. A chance every child has a right to.
Chucky's going to have a chance? You don't know how lucky he's been. Why, every child should have the advantages he's had, and can still have if you weren't thinking of yourself. Trudy's been right along. You're selfish, Mater. The whole family knows how you feel about Ross Bowman.
Ross has absolutely nothing to do with my getting a divorce.
I wish I could believe that.
It doesn't make any difference to me whether you do or whether you don't. How do you know what's been going on in my home day in and day out? What do you know about Chucky? Nothing. You haven't the slightest idea what Ted's influence has been on that boy.
What about the rest of us? More important, what about your brother? Ted was over last evening. He didn't say too much.
He never does.
But I'm frightened. I'm frightened for Bill. Maybe you don't care what happens to your brother.
Regardless of what Ted might do, Bill can take care of himself.
That's what you think. Or maybe that's what you'd like to think. What if he loses his job because of you? What do you think will happen to him then? Maybe you don't know it, but we've all been a little worried about Bill. He's been drinking more than is good for him. I tell you, Maida, I'm frightened.
I know this isn't any time to tell you what I really think has happened to Bill. What's been happening ever since you and he were married. I've warned you all along, Bert. You've been too ambitious. You've wanted too much for yourself.
What I've wanted for Bill.
If that were true, you wouldn't have egged him on as you have. He wouldn't be in debt over his head today. He wouldn't owe Ted $25,000, and you wouldn't be living in Beverly Hills. And Bill wouldn't be drinking.
Maybe I have made a few mistakes. But as you said, this isn't any time to talk about what's happened. But it seems to me that after all Bill had done for you and Chucky, you'd at least think twice before you...
It's no good, Bert. I don't think you can begin to realize how Ted has traded on my fondness for Bill. But perhaps you do. Because you're doing the same thing right now.
I'm asking you. I'm begging you, Mater. To give Bill a chance.
You know, something just occurred to me. I hope I'm wrong, but I rather doubt it.
Does Ted know that you planned to come here this morning?
Of course he does.
The pattern seems so familiar.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bert, not too long ago, Bill did something that wasn't quite like him. He never interfered in anyone's business, never. And yet, he made quite a point of talking me into staying with Ted.
I went so far as to promise Bill I'd make every effort to make a go of my marriage.
But you haven't kept your promise.
I kept my promise. I kept it as long as I could. I'm sorry, Bert.
You're sorry. You don't even know the meaning of that word. How could you? The only person you've ever been sorry for is yourself. The only person you've ever thought of is yourself.
You're the last one to make a remark like that. You married one of the most wonderful men I've ever known. And what you've done to him in the few years you've been married. No. Look to yourself, Bert, for what's happened to Bill. For anything that might happen to him in the future.
What's happened to all of us goes back to long before I ever knew Bill. If you ask me, it goes back to the time you left home when you were 17 years old, changed your name to Jan Carter, never let your family hear from you, not even your own mother. Not until you were in trouble. Not until you knew you were going to have a baby. That's when it all began. You're poison to everyone. To everyone who's ever known you, who's ever come in contact with you. Why, your own son doesn't care for you. I hope Ted gets him away from you. Get out. Get out.
Would you like
white whitewashes without red hands?
That's what Dove's gives you.
White whitewashes without red hands.
How about it? Have you been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, only to discover they were hard on your hands? Then Dove asks you to do this. Try Dove next wash day. Then answer this. Have you ever seen your clothes so fresh and clean, your white pieces so gleaming white, your colors so sparkling? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, and at the same time gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So get Dove today for
white, white washes without red hands.
Dr. Ross Bowling learns of Meta's divorce action in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.